Now let's talk about Ghostbusters 5. Directed by Gil Keenan, who is a British-American filmmaker. So first off, Ghostbusters is a Canadian franchise. Let's get that straight.
Yeah, damn right it is.
What is this guy from the colony that used to rule over our country doing, walking in and taking our jobs away?
Well, I, you know, honestly, I didn't know he was British. I'm hearing this for the first time. I am shocked and appalled. I do not agree with it. It also explains why James Acaster has such a big role in it. So there's a positive there at least. But yeah, no, I'm actually shocked that this.
This is like that Civil War movie. It's like, who do these Brits think they are, taking these right. American stories and not understanding? Like, what, we can't expect this Brit to understand what the New York City's like, let alone Oklahoma, because he co-wrote Afterlife too. He directed also, this one.
He's also not going to get a sarcasm. He can maybe be, that explains why the movie isn't very funny either, because it's just, but it has a weird,
too droll,
sardonic wit through it that isn't, doesn't quite have jokes. But yeah, no, I'm actually I'm mad about that. I'm mad as hell.
So here's my first problem with Ghostbusters 5. The whole point of Ghostbusters Afterlife was it was supposed to be closure of the original storyline, a way to say farewell to the late actor Harold Ramis, to see our old friends one more time as they pass the torch from the original team to a new generation of Ghostbusters. And I guess the movie ends with the kids arriving in New York, and who knows what adventures they'll get into. And then in this new Ghostbusters movie, Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Ernie Hudson are all back.
Dan Aykroyd's in it more than any of the new Ghostbusters, I think. Dan Aykroyd's in it more than Paul Rudd, for sure.
I expected to see Dan Aykroyd for a grand total of like 8 minutes, just like Bill Murray, who's about 8 minutes of screen time.
But
Aykroyd kept on rolling in.
And having a blast. I have to say, we were both like I really want to say, like, seeing Dan Aykroyd on screen, like, just having the most fun I've ever seen him saying this dumb crap. Looking up at the go, oh no, there's a thing. And he is absolutely the best part of this movie. And it makes me mad though that he, like, this guy should just have like a Blumhouse imprint. Mm-hmm. They should just let him make all this crap. Like, just let him come up with an idea and give them $5 million. Like, I would go see any Dan Aykroyd Presents movie.
Yeah, like, it makes so much more sense to, like, instead of this Ghost Core thing, which is obviously Sony Pictures trying to get a franchise going. Like, Ghostbusters is not Aaron Copland and it's not Norman Rockwell. It's not Americana. It's a very pretentious idea to think that Ghostbusters is about mythology and lore. Ghostbusters is a dumb comedy about some bros who strike it rich.
Well, it's about janitors who fight ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, and which is why it's fun, because it's about janitors who fight ghosts. That's sick. But yeah, the idea that it's like, it has to be this treacle, like, family story about, like,
a broken family that gets put back together.
What else?
The legacy of these characters. It's like, if it was about the legacy of these characters, they should have had a scene where an elderly Dan Aykroyd gets another blowjob.
Right. Or is unable to receive a blowjob from a ghost because he's so old, takes a pill and has to wait. The other thing too is it kind of fucks up Ramis Spengler's like legacy in the movie, because it basically is like, oh yeah, he was a Ghostbuster and then he took the car and ran away to the woods.
Yeah. Secretly, one of the things that's so good about Ghostbusters is they're constantly fucking smoking in the movie. Like, it adds to the griminess of the movie. And Dan Aykroyd has one of the biggest laughs in Ghostbusters, where he sees Slimer and he starts backing away in the hallway in the hotel, and that cigarette is just dangling off his lip. It feels
awesome.
Like it's going to fall off, but it never does. It's so funny.
Incredible cigarette work in that movie. Again, it's like a gross Ghostbusters movie you can kind of smell, which I like. This one you can't really smell.
No, this is because they're so beholden now to this whole idea that this is an American saga about an American family, and this is a tradition. These are our modern American myths kind of stuff. And so, you know, God forbid anybody starts smoking. Like, I wish that was part of the modern myth.
Yeah. And there's a, anyway.
Like, that we got some Easter eggs for the fans, including Dan Aykroyd chain smoking.
Smoking, yeah, honestly. But at the same time, it's like, we're joking about the mythology and like, but this is an example of how they do the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. If they had been smoking, the movie would have been 3% better.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but it adds up over time.